there's a church that's growing super fast in Wisconsin, and people are like, man, there's this church just sprouted up, and all of a sudden they got like 1,000 members, like boom, like right away.
Is this like a new religion, or somebody started a new religion?
It's a place, Katie, I know you're Catholic, but I think if it were here, you would immediately
join.
I think you would.
Well, this is enticing.
I don't know if Jason would join, maybe when he was in college.
Okay.
It's the Wisconsin Weed Church.
Well, you're right about that.
They are claiming to be a church. I have not seen any documentation or anything that supports that they are, in fact, a church.
They don't really have a way to prove that I'm doing the things that they don't want me to do. They're accusing me of selling, but we don't sell. They're accusing me of giving it to anyone. We only give it to members. Theirs is a discriminatory letter.
They're just fronting the church so they can sell cannabis.
It's assumed that you're not sincere, but once you prove that, then the burden shifts upon the other party. Now they have to do all the proving, not me.
Burden is on them to prove that their services are protected and that our regulation of marijuana is infringing on their ability to practice their religion.
So members of the church get weed.
So,
and they're saying they're Rastafarian.
I was just
kind of
ask,
like an offshoot of Rastafarian.
I didn't want to stereotype, but I was going to ask if they were in fact Rastafarian.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's a part of the religion, but is it not legal in the state?
It's
is that
not,
the problem?
It's not legal in Wisconsin. And here's reporters. Of course, when reporters found out about it in Wisconsin, they make all the really bad pot references.
Of course.
You know.
We reported on a Rastafarian church that found a legal loophole to bring marijuana to Madison. Since then, about 6,000 people have joined the church, but things are starting to get a little...
Seriously, 6,000 people join like a one-off church like that.
No lie, when the reporter just said loophole, Jason Goodman's ears perked up.
Ooh.
Loophole? Loophole church? I like that.
Sticky. Jamie Perez now with how things have gone up in smoke.
The Lion of Judah House of Rastafari has hit a new high. People from around the state have been rolling up to become members of this church. But while membership has grown, it's also blazing a hazy trail for the city attorney's office. Jesse Schwark has said his church has been the topic of a clouded debate.
I can't help it.
I like it.
I prefer it over just the straight up.
Just regular.
Know, the straight up.
Whoever
reporter.
Was writing it was probably like, yeah, what else I got?
I can do all. My college years are coming in handy.
So what are they going to do? They just shut it down? You can't shut down churches, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think if you don't prove that you're really a church and you're a front for something. Because we had a story about like the strip club church.
Yeah.
And it was just a strip club, but they tried to be like a nonprofit. Claiming they're a church to avoid taxes, all this crazy stuff. But it's a good question, and Manchester Matt must have read our minds. He got our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone.
Good
morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. This is interesting. You know, with the legalization of marijuana that is spreading across the United States, many states, you know, have legalized both medical and then in some cases recreational marijuana, and it creates a bit of a conflict with federal law because across the nation, it's still a federal crime. And so what has happened is that for states where it has become legal, the federal government has just stepped back and said, well, we're not going to enforce those laws. And that's actually what you're having oftentimes when these churches pop up. Even so, in this situation in Wisconsin, this church is in violation of both state and federal law. But what happens is it's actually not new. This goes back thousands of years that cannabis has been part of religious rituals. It's actually mostly with indigenous American tribes that have used a derivative from cannabis in their rituals for a long time. And oftentimes, authorities just look the other way and let them go on with those practices. And what has happened, like you're hearing in this Madison, Wisconsin church, is it's actually kind of being taken advantage of, I think, with some of these churches. Like there's a church that popped up that has thousands of members in another state where it's illegal, and it's called the First Church of Cannabis.
Okay. So, I'm not even trying to hide it.
No.
Yeah.
You know, but so as a legal matter right now, it looks, the cases are a little bit scattered, a little bit all over the place, but it looks as if the government, if they decided to enforce the marijuana laws and restrictions, would win. What the courts have said over the years, the Supreme Court has looked at many situations where the law infringes on religious freedom. Not, they haven't taken it to a very high-level court with the marijuana question, but other religious practices. And what the courts have said is these laws are subject to strict scrutiny, which is a heightened judicial review, but that if they legitimately advance a, you know, legitimate government purpose, which these laws have typically been held to do, it's thought that the states would win over and over again if they are really appealed that far.
Okay.
Wow.
So
this is tricky.
It can be tricky. What is your gut feeling, Lisa, about this church in Wisconsin that, you know, they say it's part of religious practice?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the Rasta religion has typically had marijuana use mm-hmm. associated with it. And so the underlying church was probably legitimate. But I think what we find here happening is that a lot of people are joining just to use the marijuana and not, you know, not actually being legitimate worshipers.
Right. Right. Go to church, smoke weed, and then go home.
And so they're saying that the exactly. church is not selling it to them, but you get you, but you go every week or
it's
however.
It's provided to you.
Like in a large quantity, or is it just provided to you while you're there in
It's still there,
the
though.
It's still there, and it's illegal to even do it.
I don't know, because I wouldn't really understand what, well.
And maybe they're accepting donations
maybe.
To the church, and it's like, no, we're not selling it, but, you know, loopholes. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're dispensing, like, a quantity that you could take home. I think it's more like a sacrament, you know, ritual type mm-hmm. Of an amount. But you know, I mean, that's, when you have this many thousands of people suddenly joining an obscure religion like that, it certainly, you know, it looks like they're just doing it to smoke the weed. But
yeah,
and it, what's weird is it sounds like in Wisconsin they're thinking about not prosecuting, you know, which is because they are worried about, you know, impeding on religious freedom.
Okay,
it seems like a whole lot of effort, in my opinion, to go to a place for an hour, however long their service is, to get high for that one time,
right,
and then not be able to take something home. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Katie,
like,
yeah.
that's a lot
Katie
of effort
to,
for
Katie
somebody
wants to take homes.
Yeah,
yeah.
to just get high one time, once a week, or however often they meet.
Well,
yeah,
you know, it may be like crazy potent. I have friends in some of the states that have legalized marijuana, and they have tried, you know, like in Colorado and Maryland, and they have tried like the brownies and things. Like I have a friend that has stage 4 cancer, and she's trying. The Colorado brownies for pain control. And she said that just like a tiny little bit just is amazing. Like
yeah.
I said, some of the stuff that they're manufacturing and dispensing in these states where it's legal are crazy potent. So I wonder if they're just getting, like, even though it's a tiny amount, you know, maybe it's really potent and they're getting really high at church.
I guess so.
It does open up a bag of worms, because who says at
a
any
bag
given
of weed,
time.
You mean, Jason?
Yeah.
A bag
yes.
of weed?
Or a can of worms?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
At any given time, if I'm driving down the street and I'll say, oh no, this is part of my religion. I mean, what qualifies
yeah.
it if they're not going to prosecute them,
right.
but they prosecute somebody else, even though if I say it's part of my religion, why? Where is it? Where is the difference?
Yeah, where's
know?
The line?
Well, I think, and I don't know, but if it's part of the sacrament of the Rastafari Church, the sacrament happens the one time, you know, like
yeah,
while you're
week.
There. So
yeah.
it's not like you're driving down the road having sacrament, you know?
But I'm saying if you're looking for a loophole.
Well, sure. You can, and you know
right.
he is.
Mm, right. Jason's part of the DWI church or whatever, and he gets pulled away. No, it's part of my religion.
Right.
But. I do think it's a slippery slope, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, as
Thank
always,
you,
Lisa. Lisa Lanier, she's great. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.